Saddle up your horses.
Welcome to Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter. This is the program that proclaims liberty to the captives of our beloved nation, where truth trumps political correctness, where the uncompromised Word of God exposes the works of darkness and sets free those held hostage behind the iron curtain of a shamelessly biased media. For God has called us to stand for truth, and having done all to stand, we will stand. It's time to fight the good fight of faith to preserve our country, our families, fortunes, and sacred honor, to protect our property, our schools, and yes, maybe even salvage some of our churches. America, we have a trail to blaze. It's time to saddle up. It's time to ride. Now, here is your host of Red Sky Radio, Rob Walter.
Well, hello, America, and welcome to the Robin Walter Show. We still have the Red Sky Radio introduction, I know. We're trying to fix it, but we've got to get the right people and things lined up to be able to do it. And I've got to find some time in my busy schedule to get that done. We will. However, for those of you who do contribute to the program, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, the entity is Red Sky Radio, and that is the entity to which the checks are still to be made. The program is Robin Walter's Show. So thank you for your understanding on that. Also, just briefly, I've mentioned it the last couple of weeks, we are now podcasting, which is a big breakthrough. It's a big deal here. We're available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Google. I can't even think of all the things, whatever. But you look for The Robin Walter Show, and that is how you will pull it up on any one of your devices, with the exception of Rumble. I need to make this announcement one more time here. If you go to rumble.com, you don't type in The Robin Walter Show with the spaces. You just type in Robin Walter Show without the word the and with no spaces. I don't know why we can't get it to work the same way, but it doesn't. We are looking to always be available on Rumble because I have no idea how long I'll be on without getting kicked off some of these other platforms. So we have set that up as the backup, which we think will be a fairly sure backup. As sure as anything can be these days for 3 or 4 weeks, right? Well, that's the deal. Before we get rolling here, I just would like to say this is the 9/11 commemoration weekend, and I don't have a program built around 9/11. Everybody is doing that on TV. They do a good job on it, various programs and specials. But I do want to make a couple of comments that are very important at this time, that people understand why we had 9/11. It's like Pearl Harbor in one sense. And that is, for those who are alive when it happened, they will never forget it. Those who are not alive at the time, like Pearl Harbor, will not remember it. It's, you know, the thing was, we will never forget. Well, we who are alive and remain, who have not yet been caught up in the air, we will not forget. But will succeeding generations remember? Probably not. They weren't here. This is why history does repeat itself, because succeeding generations don't learn. But I would like to say that, and ask the, and say it in a rhetorical manner. What have we learned as a nation? I don't mean individual here, but as a nation since 9/11. The answer? Nothing. We have learned nothing as a nation since 9/11. I have done programs before, sometime back, dealing with or touching on 9/11, how it was without question judgment against this country. I don't see how you could frame it any other way. I use passages in that discussion like I did within the last couple weeks, where when a nation sins and sins very grievously against God and has accountability and has had much privilege and has founded on the ordinances of God, which makes the United States unique only in the whole world, with the only exception of Israel, which is why the same passages in Scripture apply to Israel that apply to the United States. Israel's given much. We've been given much. They had the ordinances of God. We were founded upon the ordinances of God. They turned their back. We turned their back. They sinned egregiously. We sinned egregiously. We had our fist in the face of God just like Israel. The same passages apply. So we had, after 9/11, this brief, brief period where everybody was in church. That lasted for about 3 weeks. And then we would say, God bless America, everybody. I mean, I knew people who didn't have any use for God saying, God bless America. But did America bless God after that? That was a question. We did not. There hasn't been any period in the history of this country where we have raced deeper and faster, with the exception of the 4 years under Donald Trump, as a president anyway, that we didn't race faster and more furiously towards sin, into sin, and towards judgment. We haven't. The things that are going on today, which you will hear later in the program, were unimaginable even then, and then it was really, really bad. Really bad. I want to read to you a passage from Deuteronomy 28, which does speak, when I say that the word applies to the United States as much as it applies to Israel, I mean that, because it does. We've been given the same benefits, the same favor, the same enlightenment, the same foundation. Scripture says when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? So listen to this from Deuteronomy 28. This is the Lord speaking to Israel, but he's speaking to a nation that has known God, founded upon God, the principles and their statutes lifted out of Scripture. We've done programs before where I've pulled various sections of our Constitution, which came right out of the Word of God. So listen to this. It says, the Lord shall bring a nation against you. Now go back to 9/11. I'm going to start with that. The Lord shall bring a nation against you from afar. Okay, you remember I was saying the judgment that God uses against the people of his people who have sinned and will not turn from the rebellion, it invariably is foreign power. We covered that last week in great detail. But this verse supports it, but I'm going to bring it out in a different way today. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth. Pretty much described the jihadists, right? Couldn't be farther away, practically. From the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth. Well, how do they attack us? Airplanes. As swift as an eagle flies. A nation whose tongue you do not understand. How many people in the United States 20 years ago understood Arabic? How many people understand it now? Nobody except for those people who are in the military and have been trained accordingly. A nation, this is verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance. These people are ruthless, ugly, nasty, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. I'm going to stop there. Did the 9/11 jihadists give any deference to who it was they were killing? Old, young, man, woman? No, they didn't care. They had the same attitude towards killing us as they have when they attack Israel from Gaza or southern Lebanon. They shoot their rockets. They fire from places that are nearby schools, distinctly civilian neighborhoods, because they take cover among the old and the young, among men and women. They're cowards. They don't care if they're going to die who gets killed nearby. And they know that the Israelis, having greater deference to life, greater sense of honor and regard for people, will not blow up 100 civilians to get one jihadist. Not yet. They may have to. And sometimes it's done accidentally, but too bad, so sad. That's the way that goes. Now, that's what happened 20 years ago, a nation from afar. A nation that had a fierce countenance, a nation whose tongue we did not understand, who had no regard for the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Now, that's not the end of it. If you jump to, I want to give you this passage. You might want to write it down. Jeremiah 5:15. Okay, this is God speaking again to a nation, like I said, knows God, or at least knew God, regarded upon whose principles a nation was founded. And here's the Lord speaking in Jeremiah 5, verse 15. He says, I will bring a nation upon you from afar. Now, this is a many years later. It piggybacks on the previous verse that I read, but it adds to it. I will bring a nation upon you from afar, saith the Lord, that is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not understand, that you don't know. Their quiver is an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. Okay. The quiver being, well, you know what? I don't really want to go deep into that. I might astray. It says, they shall eat up your harvest and your bread, which your sons and your daughters should eat. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees. They shall impoverish your cities wherein you have trusted with the sword. You see, we have trusted with the sword, so to speak, our own territory, or at least we used to. We don't anymore, do we? No. We got open borders, but this nation, now he's speaking not about destruction, but consuming us. And what is happening from foreign powers, foreign people? A million people since Joe No Brains, I'm Your Left-Wing Puppet, Biden took over. A million people have just been let in on the southern border. And now people with a fierce countenance, among many of which, at least many of which, are going to be known jihadists. We are importing 100,000 Afghanis. We're importing them. We're letting them in. We're bringing them in, and we have an unguarded border that is consuming us. It's part of the Saul Alinsky project and plan. Consume the nation from within. Consume its resources. Become a burden on your host nation. And that's exactly what's happening. It is the fulfillment, or certainly the extension of the judgment against us today that was started on 9/11. I mean, that's really where we are. And you look at the Department of Homeland Security. I have to share one other thing about 9/11, because this is the way I remember it. And, well, one of the ways. I mean, everybody kind of knows where they were and what they were doing. I'm no exception to that. Just kind of looked at the horror of it all. But there was another horror that came a few weeks later. I don't know, maybe it was a week and a half. I'm just not really sure. It was later than a week later. It was maybe 6 months later. George Bush, I can tell you where I was standing in the family room, exactly where I was standing in the family room when he came on TV and announced the development and initiation of a Department of Homeland Security. It was all I could do to keep from weeping. And I actually did start to weep a little bit. I mean, I teared up because God showed me the Department of Homeland Security, while well-intentioned by the president, would become a disaster. It would become America's Gestapo. It would be used not against the foreigners coming in, but against our own people, who Janet Napolitano own, who weaponized the Department of Homeland Security against conservatives. And guess what? Is the Department of Homeland Security securing our homeland? Is it securing our border? No. They're letting everybody in. They've become more of the problem than the answer. They've become a terror, and increasingly so, either by not doing anything or being weaponized against the citizens of this country while doing nothing against jihadists, the anarchists, the BLM, the Antifa, all under Joe. We'll be right back.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. Please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
I want to be a good man. I do like I should, man. I want to be the kind of man the mirror likes to see. I want to be a strong man and admit that I was wrong, man. God, I'm asking you to come change me into the man I want to be.
Yeah, we're back, and I'm not done with this 9/11 thing here. I played this music today and the next one because this nation needs to repent. We ended up in 9/11 where we were because the church didn't speak up. The church hasn't spoken up. It's gone silent. It hasn't forcefully defended the Word of God. It hasn't contended, as it says in Jude, for the faith, a command to contend the faith. We've turned over. Our men aren't men. They're being taught in government schools, and that's the problem related to the first one. We've turned over our children to government schools. Are the men men anymore? No, they're teaching them how to be women. Or like stupid AOC, her comment that menstruation isn't confined to just women. Is she so stupid that you think that men can menstruate because the word men is in the word menstruate? Is that where we, and she gets publicity and people cheer her on, and we think we've made progress since 9/11? No, not at all. But I do not want to take anything away from those who did their duty, and I don't want to say, I don't like the use of the word heroes oftentimes when people are did what they were paid to do. They did their job and they died. Those doesn't necessarily make them heroes. Those, there were heroes, and they, it was on like on flight 11 that rushed the cockpit and took that those guys down, or whoever, was it one or two? I don't even remember now. Those are heroes. They saved lives by doing that which they were not called upon or paid upon to do. They had no duty because why? We had real men, just like the song just finished singing about. But not today. The boys are trying, they're trying to turn them into the girls, the girls into boys. There's what, you know what? Well, God made the two genders, male and female. Democrats invented all the other genders. That's where we are. Cisgender, misgender, and all this garbage. And we think we've made progress. It's no longer that we have, no wonder that we've been sold as a nation over to foreigners. And so, when we get to a situation where we have a state like Texas that passed an honorable, fabulous bill dealing with the restriction of abortion. And if the Supreme Court shuts it down, Greg Abbott needs to just force it, tell the Supreme Court ultimately, if when it's reviewed for not jurisprudential reasons, but for substantive reasons, it does, let's say it does get struck down, they need to ignore the Supreme Court. Too bad, so sad, you losers. We're going to enforce it anyway. Let the people from stupid dumpster fire Portland vote. I don't know. At the time I'm doing this, I don't know how their vote turned out. I know their vote was planned for today about banning trade travel with Texas over their abortion law. This actually is good news. Anything where losers like Portland, city of Portland sucks. It just does. Why would you want Portlanders to come to Texas? Stay out. This would be great news to ban trade and travel with Texas. The Texans should be cheering. that the people from Oregon are not coming to Texas. That's fabulous. Don't include us in your travel bans. We really don't want to see you here. My goodness sakes. The city of Portland said, the law does not demonstrate concerns for the health, safety, and well-being of those who become pregnant. Seriously? This is how bad things have become. The only concern is about the people. Let me ask you this. Does this law have any concern for the health, safety, and well-being of all those who would be executed inside the womb? There's no concern for the well-being of the child. They're slaughtered. Do they get it? No, they don't get it. And this is one of many cities, many municipalities, industries, whether it's the media, and I mean everybody beating up on Texas. Texas should just tell them to stick it. We don't need you, Portland. In fact, we don't want you. Beat it. And if that's not bad, we're talking about education a minute ago. Portland State University, called PSU. P on U. I don't know. PSU, Portland State University. The professor had to resign. I want to quote this guy. This is where we weren't. My point of reading this is that we weren't there 20 years ago when we got judged, and we were bad then. He said, "I never once believed, nor do I now, that the purpose of instruction was to lead my students to a particular conclusion." So says Portland State former university, Peter Boghossian. Sounds like he's a great Armenian. That's what it sounds like. He's a philosophy professor. He went on to say, "Rather, I sought to create the conditions for rigorous thought to help them gain the tools to hunt and furl for their own conclusions. This is why I became a teacher and why I love teaching. But Portland State University has made intellectual exploration impossible. They have transformed the university into a social justice factory with a primary focus on race, victimhood, and gender." Now, that was well started 20 years ago. But the thing is, have we learned anything? You know what? It's educational malpractice, in my opinion, to send your kid to a government school at any level, K through whatever, unless you've got no choice, or engineering, and maybe engineering is semi-sacrosanct. Not really. Not really. Do you know who's first in math these days? China. Do you know where the U.S. is in math? 25th. And then we've dropped all the way to 25th because our math has become about social equity, whatever the heck that stupid phrase means. It's become about race and gender and making all things level, meaning we have purposed ourselves to seek out the lowest position of mediocrity on a worldwide basis so that all the playing field are level. Nobody's going to get tested. Nobody has to learn anything. They just have to feel great about their gender for that particular day, and social equity and racial equity and all this hogwash. Our school, our educational system, the government educational system in this country sucks. And it only gets worse day by day, year by year. And it's why we are worse today than we were when 9/11 occurred. America is giving the word science a bad name. We don't have science. They don't teach science and science. They don't teach math and math in the K through 12. That's why we are El Stinko on the world grid for math, science, what STEM? Science, technology, I forgot what the extra one, what the E stands for, and then math. We're last. We don't do anything. The Chinese are beating the daylights out of us, as are 24 other nations. Because we are just so stuck on stupid. So who is the left engaged to help fight the Texas abortion bill? The American Satanist Society. The Satanists have come out fully in support of the attack on Texas, because, you know, Satan's into death. I came, you know, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, guess what? The Satanist society, driven by Satan, they came to steal, kill, and destroy. The emphasis on kill. They love abortion. And the left in this country has welcomed their alliance. Do you see where we've come since 9/11? We've come down. We've only sink even further. And then Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, sounds the climate alarm change. He said, says, Mother Nature is not happy with us. Nancy, you dodo brain. God is not happy. It is why we are now, the foreigners don't have to attack us like they did on 9/11. We are letting them, olly olly oxen in free. We're letting them in. We're importing them in conformance and in fulfillment of God's word. Now, will they turn violent once they're inside? Of course they will. We know that. That's why you have to have guns and ammo. A Bible, guns, and ammo. That's what you need in that order. CNN calling for a national vaccination, notwithstanding all the fakey claims. The National Football League canceling a black woman, I forgot her name, Boyd, I think is her last name, from singing the national anthem because she doesn't want to get vaccinated. Understand, you can't sing the national anthem because you won't get vaccinated. Now, this is a black female, so where's this social equity crapola? And well, apparently isn't there because now vaccination is more important than being a black female. I don't know. It's just, it is so crazy. It is so ridiculous. So where's BLM and where's Antifa fussing about the fact that the Taliban just got done painting over the George Floyd mural in Kabul? That's right. George Floyd's history. He's toast. Sorry, George. You've been painted over, man, by the terrorists. And we do we do anything about the dude? Does BL? No, they don't speak up. They don't have any guts. They're weenies. They only attack undefended buildings, undefended people. My goodness. So the unvaccinated student at Rutgers, who is studying online from home, gets barred from classes because he's not vaccinated, because there's a risk that somehow, Rutgers, are you really this stupid? I think you are. You're going to exclude a student from class because somehow you think that an unvaccinated student online, through the wires, through the internet, can spread the Fauci disease, the one who created it, participated in it, funded, the guy who's getting rich off the disease, which is why he and the NIH attacks ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or how the heck you say that, because those in power, those profiting, big pharma, Mr. Fauci and his Faucinistas are getting rich, ridiculously wealthy off this virus called COVID-19 and the medicine that is not treating it as well as it should, which is why Fauci is coming out and saying, you're not only going to need a booster, you're going to need another booster. We're on to shot number three with Fauci. It goes on and on. So that we have a tribute to 13 fallen in Afghanistan. What happens in California? They vandalize the 13 American flags. You see, this is sort of like what would happen if 3 or 4 weeks after 9/11, people were vandalizing the tributes to those who died during 9/11. You see, we rush to trash those who have given up their lives selflessly and sacrificially on 9/11 and like they did in Afghanistan with Joe, who's never done one thing right because he doesn't have a brain. He's been filled in by the left. The left is running that puppet. And that's why I hope Joe just dies in office, gets removed, because I'm not interested any longer in watching a puppet with the strings pulling him. I want to see who's pulling the strings. And Cammy, baby, you're in there. So you take over the office. So you're not pulling the strings anymore. We watch you, the string puller, the puppeteer. Although maybe people are going to be pulling your strings because you have no original thoughts. You're as dumb as Nancy Pelosi, and your mind is as vacated as Joe Biden. You just don't stutter and stammer. You only cackle like the Wicked Witch of the West. You see what we have gotten? We have been sold because we don't repent. We don't teach our children. We don't yank them out of government schools. We don't have pastors with cojones. There are a few, not very many, though. Not very many at all. So we have nimrods like Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. He's concerned about the Taliban. Why? Because he doesn't consider the Taliban to be inclusive. That's right. He doesn't consider the Taliban to be inclusive enough. What do you want? And what are you pushing for? That the Taliban now be at least comprised 10% of LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. You want to have a debauched contingent. You got to have a certain amount of women. You got to have a certain amount. Well, God, it's just. Documents now reveal that Fauci funded the Wuhan lab that created the Chinese virus. We know that. The guy's a slime bag. Joe Biden promotes amnesty for illegals during an event celebrating union workers. Is Fauci silent about the measles breakout among Afghan refugee camps? No. I'm sorry, yes, he is silent. No, does he have an answer? No. And do you know why Fauci doesn't have an answer? Because the answer to the measles isn't something Tony Baby gets to profit from. Why? Why get involved in something I can't make any money on? And all the fake video, all the fake stories about ivermectin. Goodness sakes. You know what? See, ivermectin works in the proper dosages. It's used already on humans. They say it's only a horse medication, but it isn't. It's used on for humans in certain limited situations so far. They say, well, it hasn't been tested. Well, guess what? Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, they weren't tested. Not with any test that ever passed muster. Still don't, you don't have FDA approval, even though it's the extension, if it's a politicized agency now. They haven't given approval to two of the alleged vaccines. They've given no approval to any of the booster shots. They won't be booster shots. They're going to be buster shots. We're going to go from boost to bust. But ivermectin can work. But you see, it's a cheap, legitimate, competitive source to the big pharma drugs. Big pharma is 60% of the advertising dollars for Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS. Big pharma funds big media. Big pharma funds those big tech and social media. Why would they let in some outlier like ivermectin, which for 10 cents a pill could treat people? They don't want competition. That's why Fauci is knocking on it. He can't make any money off ivermectin. And yeah, do they use it for horses? Yeah, they have. But I've got to say this. I mean, the media's lies are so ridiculous from Andy Cooper, Donnie Lemon, and right on down their whole queer lineup and everything else that's on big media that won't tell you the truth. I want to tell you this about ivermectin. When ivermectin is used on horses, the horses lived. When the Moderna medication is used on rats, the rats died. The rats died under Moderna. They've got no positive tests. They say they do. They say the data reveals, but they won't reveal the data. How can the data reveal something when you don't reveal the data? The horses live. That's all you got to remember with ivermectin. The horses live. With Moderna, the rats died. Oh. Well, you know what? I'm running so far behind here that it just isn't geez, I'm throwing away one story after another here to get down to what we got to get to. Let me shift here now to Joe Biden, because we're also going to get down to why Joe Biden lost in Afghanistan. And it's biblical. You got to have your paper and pencil out because you want to take it down. But I find this interesting that I know of four or five already. I think it was Coastal College in Carolina, Auburn. I think it happened at Auburn University. I'm trying to think where else it happened. There are, I think, three or four other schools where last Saturday, the students are all yelling and screaming F Biden in a football stadium. Now, I want to tell you something. When college students around the stadium are chanting, and it's spreading, folks, wait till this Saturday. I don't think it'll be four schools. It could be 10 or 40 schools. Now, do I support that idea? No. Am I going to be out there chanting that? No. But I got to tell you, I see F. Biden signs going driving around Arizona. Yeah, have we become cruder? Yes. Have we become more callous since 9/11? Yes. Has the hypocrisy of the left become even yet more hypocritical? Yes. But I got to tell you, if you're a Democrat, you should be very, very worried in upcoming elections when college students are screaming F. Biden at football games. You know you're in trouble when the one group you could always count on to pull the D lever, college students, are rethinking the situation. You see, that's why they got to get Joe No Brains, I'm Your Left-Wing Puppet Biden out of there ASAP, if they have any hope. But do you think? But they're scared with Kamala. Kamala is such a loser. Wicked? Yes. Evil? Absolutely. Can she do a ton of damage? Yes. If she's in power, is she further judgment on this country? Yes. But at least we're closer to who's pulling the puppet strings. Well, okay. This poll, 1 in 5 Americans now want to take back their Biden vote. 20% of all the people who voted for Biden want to take it back. His ratings have sunk to 39%, the lowest approval rating of any modern day president ever. 39%. Now, here's the amazing thing. If the media were not the water boys for the left, if the media were not functioning as the pimps and prostitutes for left-wing America, if the media got anywhere close to doing their job, it wouldn't be 1 in 5 Americans that want to take their vote back. It would be 4 out of 5 Americans that want to take the vote back. It would be over the top. You wouldn't have a Democrat Party if the media had done its job. Joe's poll ratings wouldn't be 39%, they would be 9% if the media did what the media is supposed to do instead of becoming the left-wing extension of a left-wing government politicized to become the fourth branch of the government in effect. That's where we are. And if the media doing its best, lying at every possible way, from CNN about ivermectin to you name it, I can't tell you there's a time that they've told the truth. They're just unabashed liars. And if they told the truth, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would resign and turn the keys over to Donald Trump, to whom the presidency belongs. Okay, you got your pen or pencil ready? You got your paper ready? You're going to take down some notes here. So why do we lose wars? Well, we covered a few weeks ago. Why did we lose? We lost in Afghanistan, but we lost in Afghanistan for reasons which I'm going to lay out, and I'm going to give you a couple of Bible verses. we covered the fact that, as it said in Proverbs, that a person who meddles in an affair that's not of his own is like picking up a dog by the ears. We cover that in great detail. So we never should have gone in to that, to Vietnam and other places where we had no business. We covered that. But specifically, when you get down to a war, we shouldn't go in. But why do we go in when we shouldn't go in? Well, there are three things I want to cover here. The first one, there are so many passages, I'm not going to even give it to you because it's throughout much of the Old Testament. Our leaders don't ask God. They don't seek guidance. Recall all the times that King David would go to God and say, "Have you delivered the Amalekites into my hand, or the Amorites, or whoever, the Jebusites?" Whoever it was, David just didn't launch into a war because he saw a threat or perceived a threat without first asking counsel of God. Even, this so amazes me, even when he returned to his camp in Ziklag, which was in Philistia, and the Philistines they had been routed, the city, his city had been burned. They took off with all of his goods, the men's wives and their children. So he's lost everything. I mean, material. All the material goods are gone and the city's burned, and he's lost his wives and the children. And all the men lost their wives and their children. Did he just take off and say, "I'm going to kill those suckers, I'm going to take them off at the knees with a rusty knife, blah, 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 blah"? Maybe it was the way he felt, it's the way I would feel. Even then, he went before God and said, "Should I pursue them? Do I go after them?" God says, "Yes. Do it." And the time that apparently David spent seeking God on the matter gave the ones who did the damage time to start partying. And so when David came upon them, they were busy doing some other things. But my point is this. David asked God. And is there safety in a multitude of counselors? But they have to be good counselors. So do you go to good counselors if you're in authority and say, "What do you think? This is their situation. Maybe we should pray about it and see what the Lord says." The Lord never led David into a battle he lost. Never. And how many battles have we gone into and have lost where we have not sought the Lord? That's reason number one. Reason number two why we lose these wars, and you can go to the book of Joshua for this, the early chapters. It's covered over a period of in Joshua. Number two is that man will trust in man's own strength. Remember the little town of Ai? And the soldiers and the counselor said to Joshua, "Oh, it's just a few people. We don't need everybody to go up there and attack it." They didn't seek God first. But the fact is they ultimately trusted in their own strength. "Oh, we can do this. We can take care of this. We can handle this. We got enough men. We got the superior army. We're the best in the world. We can go into Afghanistan and Vietnam, wherever, and do this." No, we trusted in our own strength. And we got whooped in the end. Don't go away. Rob Walter. Be right back. Robin Walter Show.
Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter is a listener-supported program. Please know that 100% of your contribution goes to pay for airtime, so that as many people as possible are able to hear that the Word of God has answers to every meaningful problem and issue in life. No one gets paid a salary at Red Sky Radio with Rob Walter, but in response to your support, we pledge to bring you the most timely and critical information you need to help make informed decisions in this age of media bias and a growing hostility to all things Christian. Your partnership makes you one of the watchmen on the wall with us, as described in the book of Ezekiel. please send your support to Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. That's Red Sky Radio, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Thank you.
These days there's dudes getting facials, manicured, waxed, and Botoxed, with deep spray on tans and creamy lotion-y hands. You can't grip a tackle box. Yeah, with all of these men lining up to get neutered, it's getting out of be feminized. But I don't highlight my hair, I've still got a pair. Yeah, I'm still a guy. All my eyebrows ain't plucked, there's a gun in my truck. Oh, thank God, I'm still.
We're back. This is Rob Walter, the Robin Walters Show here. We're covering why do we lose wars. Number one, we don't ask God. We don't do it the way David did. The Bible instructed to seek God out for instruction, either individually or among a group of wise counselors. Number two, as it speaks of in Joshua, man trusted in man's strength, not God. They said it's a little city. We can take it. We don't mean many people. And the Israelites got routed. They decided that they didn't need God. They could do it in the flesh. And here's number three. This is a big one. Because of sin, we lose the favor of God. We don't win in battles because of the sin of the country. You still got that pen out? You still got that paper out? Are you still hanging around in Deuteronomy, my friend? Okay, Deuteronomy 32. Go to verse, where do I want to start here? 28. Verse 28. We're going to go through 32. The Lord speaking to a nation that has sinned. He says, "For you are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding. Oh, that they were wise, that they would understand, that they would consider their latter end. For how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except the rock had sold them, and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being now our judges. For their vine," speaking of Israel and speaking of the United States, "is the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah, grapes of gall. The clusters are bitter. The wine is poisoned." Look, he points to Sodom and Gomorrah, the queer capitals of the world forever, which God destroyed. This nation is so hell-bent on sexual sin, the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ. We don't condemn it. We don't prosecute it anymore. Used to be able to throw people in jail for sodomy. Why don't we have that precedent that we follow? Now we extol the virtues of inclusiveness, Anthony Blinken. Let's make sure that the Taliban is inclusive. Let's have queer this, queer that, queer marriage, queer adoption, tranny this, tranny that. But guess what's happened? We've lost the favor of God. As it says in verse 30, "How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except the rock had sold them?" Now understand, this is not the passage talking about one righteous person putting 1,000 to flight and two righteous people putting 10,000 to flight. This is talking about one person who is a judgment person putting 1,000 to flight and two putting 10,000 to flight. And how would that happen? For no reason other than the exception that the rock, Christ Jesus, our God, has sold us. So we supposedly the biggest, strongest military in the world, we flee the Taliban? This ragtag group of jihadist, mentally deranged, whatever, in Afghanistan, we flee them? A few of them put thousands of us to flight. A few of them put our departure from $90 billion worth of hardware, military hardware. Which, by the way, you know, the left keeps saying, I just kind of a digression here, but the left keeps saying, we got to no more assault rifles. We got to eliminate assault rifles. Why doesn't the left condemn Joe Biden for leaving 358,000? Might want to write that number down too. 358,000 so-called assault rifles, meaning M15s, in the hands of the Taliban. We turned over hundreds of thousands of assault rifles, so-called, to our sworn enemies, and the left doesn't say jack about it. But they want to take away our right to defend ourselves with those same weapons from those Taliban when all they have to do is carry those assault rifles across our southern border, because our Department of Homeland Security has having nothing to do with securing our homeland. Now you know why you need to be armed. That's why we're going to have chaos and more civil war and various forms. That's why Texas has to leave the nation and get out. Right up that stack. Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota. People from the East Coast will have to fly to the left coast. They won't be able to drive through. Keep them out. Need visas. Prove to me that you're not vaccinated. Well, okay. So we see that just one of the enemy, when you lose the favor of God because of sin, and it's interesting that God actually focused on sexual sin here, but that's not exclusive to that. It was rooted in idolatry and a fist in the face of God and all ways of life to pull his favor. And it says the rock sells us. If unless God had sold us, how could one Taliban put 1,000 American soldiers to flight? And we flee and we run from a ragtag punk army. Still got your pen? Still got your paper? Turn to Joshua chapter 23, verse 10. It says, one man of you shall chase 1,000 for the Lord your God. He it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. Now this is where the Lord is saying that the righteous, one righteous would put 10,000 to flight of the enemy. But he goes on to say, or else, meaning if you aren't righteous, meaning as in this country, if you do anywise go back to the old ways, go backwards, which is called progressive. Progressives aren't progressive. They don't go forward. How is progressive going forward when they go on to go back to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah? How is it progressive to have abortion for everybody when it goes back to the days of Molech offering up your children to a god, child sacrifice? How is it progressive when you want to take away guns and the right of people to defend themselves when all that means is recreating the countries and the environment of Stalin, of Hitler, of Idi Amin and Castro, where all the good people didn't have guns and now they were subjected to tyrannical communism? That isn't progressive, so I don't use that word. It's regressive. But the Lord says, if you anywise go back and you cleave unto the remnant of the nations that I've thrown out. In other words, if you become like the nations that are the enemy of God. You got that? The enemy of God. If you cling to what those nations do, even these that remain among you and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them, and they to the God, their God, know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of those nations from before you. But they shall be snares. They shall be traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. You see, this is how you lose wars. You don't ask God. You trust in your own strength, and you sin to the point of losing favor, to the point where God sells the nation. And they no longer have to attack us like they did in 9/11 from the outside. We're turning them over to the inside. We're importing them with planes and through the southern border so that they can now attack us from within. Oh my. Sit tall in the saddle, America. You know what you got to do. Stand for the word of God. God bless you. Pray for this nation. Repent. We'll see you next time.